Hi, this is a module on the current chaos going on in the world. Obviously, there's a whole lot of things going on a whole lot of different fronts, one of them being the anti-racist riots and all the other messy stuff going on around the planet, including COVID-19 and many other things like wars and misinformation and stuff like that. So how are we supposed to feel about this and approach it? And from my point of view, there's two ways to look at the world. The way I used to look at it, in a physical way. And then if someone's been violent towards you in some form, then you must be violent back to them to stop that behavior. All right, so let's look at the success of that over the years. So let's look where we've had the war on drugs going on for like 70 years with no success whatsoever. There's more drugs now than there ever was. And, you know, there's now a war on racism. And how long's that war been going on, and what is the success rate of that war? And, you know, the war on child pornography, how successful has that been? Not very successful, in my opinion, from what I see going on around. So on the physical plane, if you want to resist all of those things and try to fight them, you need to understand that this has been done before without much success. So what is the other way? Well, the other way is what Mother Teresa said when they asked her to go to an anti-war rally a very long time ago. She said, "I'm not interested in an anti-war rally, but I will go to a peace rally." And that one saying defines exactly how I think we should go about this stuff. And that is, we know that we are creating our reality, and we're doing it from our thoughts and our actions and our subconscious. So what is inside us, that which we put out into the universe, is what we attract into our lives, but also those around us. So if, for instance, someone is being violent towards you, and you resist that with violence and anger and everything, well, then we know what the outcome is going to be. Because you just put in more violence and anger into the equation, which is what you're going to attract into your life. And so the circle will just turn into a loop and keep going, as all these things have done, that we have wars against, supposedly, as society. The war against terror, how long has that been going on? So, for me, the way to do this is, first of all, like Mother Teresa said, a peace rally. Focus on that part of it that you want to achieve. Okay, so you need to come to acceptance of whatever this thing is. And acceptance means understanding that it is a necessary part of the bigger picture for us to move as a species to where we're going. All right, because that's where we're on our way to. The oneness, the power of love, we're on our way there. And all of this messy stuff is part of that journey. So what you need to do is you need to bless it, you need to love it, and you need to accept it. And then the answer is for each one of us to change ourselves. Because it is in dealing with my anger and my hatred and my racism or whatever other issues I have from my time on this planet. Stuff that has not come from me, stuff that has come from ancestors, parents, schools, churches, all of that nonsense that's hidden away in my subconscious, that was lodged there to poison my brain in the first 7 years of my existence. So it is to overcome these things in myself. And as I do this and get rid of these negative emotions or anger, as I get rid of this, my vibration has to rise. And as my vibration rises, so the universe's vibration has to rise. There's no other possible outcome. It's like throwing a stone in a pond and the ripples that go out for it. Nothing can be the same after that in the universe. Once you set on a path of lifting your vibration, the universe has to change. And that is a natural law. And as more and more people do this, obviously the vibration of the planet will start lifting and we'll get to the tipping point and get to where we're headed, the power of love. So if you want to overcome what's going on the planet, love it, accept it, and do the necessary changes to yourself. Because our outside world is just a manifestation of what's inside of all of us. And remember, I live in a little village called Hogsback, and we have a collective consciousness in Hogsback. In other words, all the thoughts and emotions of all the people in Hogsback collectively attract what we're putting out into our space. And so the Eastern Cape, which is the province I live in, has a collective consciousness. And the thoughts and emotions that all of those people are putting out, that's inside them, creates that collective consciousness. And so South Africa has a collective consciousness, and Africa, and every other continent and country. So it's not like this is happening to us. Okay, we as a species are creating our outer reality through what's going on inside us. And the only way the world can be the way it is we have to be putting out a lot of anger and hatred and insecurity and fear. Because it is only through that creation process that the world can be the way it is. So we need to stop looking at this on a physical level, saying this is what's happening to us. The race riots are happening. The chaos is happening. COVID-19 is happening. We are creating it as a species. And the sooner we learn to take responsibility for ourselves and our emotions and our thoughts, i.e. our creation, the sooner we learn to take responsibility for the fact that we are creating our reality, be that good or bad, we're creating it anyhow. So why not create a good one rather than a bad one? I don't understand. And it is in realizing this reality that we're creating our world around us, that we have this chance to change it and to step into the oneness and the power of love going forward. Because that's where we're heading and that's where we'll land up. The only question is, how long are we going to remain in the blindness, the black hole of the illusionary construct of our minds? That is the only question, because we're going to get there. So please, let's put our foot on the pedal and fix our own issues, be they conscious, subconscious, hereditary, at a cell level, whatever. Let's do it and get on with this wonderful world. So take care and be kind to yourself.